Foxton Readers Level 1. The Fisherman and the Genie by Jan Webley. Read by James Brown. Chapter 1. Every day, the old fisherman went to fish on the shore of the sea. He was an old man, and he had a wife and three children. His children had children as well, and they were all very poor. The fisherman fished the sea every day. Firstly, he was a young boy. Then he was a young man. And now he was an old man. He had to catch fish to feed his family. Some days he was lucky and caught lots of fish. On other days, his net was empty. He was unlucky. The old fisherman made a promise. Each day he threw his net into the sea 4 times, and 4 times he pulled the net back. That was it. He did not throw a 5th net. He was too tired, so he didn't throw net after net. The sun was not up when the old fisherman went to the shore. It was early, and it was still cold. The thin moon was still in the sky over the mountains, and there was a single bright star left. He shivered, but took off his shirt. The wind blew lightly. The old fisherman prepared his net and threw it as far as possible. It lay over the calm sea before it sank below the water. He pulled the ropes to draw the net together. When he pulled the net towards the shore, it was heavy. He was excited. He thought, "There must be lots of fish. I can sell them in the market." However, when he pulled the net to the shore, there were no fish, and the smell was terrible. In the net was the body of a donkey. It was old, grey, and rotting. He emptied his net and cleaned it. The body broke the net, and he had to repair it. It took a long time to tie the net together. "The second net is going to be better," the old fisherman said to himself. He lifted the net and threw it as far as his old arms could. It lay on the water and sank below again. The old fisherman waited and hoped before he pulled the 2nd net from the water. The 2nd net was heavier than the first, and he had to pull as hard as his old arms could pull. He breathed heavily, because it was hard work for an old man. The air was cold, but he sweated as he pulled. "The 2nd net is the lucky one," whispered the fisherman to himself. "This net is full of fresh fish. I can feed my family and sell the rest to make money." But there were no fish. Inside the net was an old basket. It was full of gravel and seaweed. The fisherman was desperate now. The old man cried out, "God help me! Please, do not do this to me. I need to feed my family. I do not want to blame you, but I must have fish. Do you want to make me suffer? Please, send luck to a poor, old, and honest fisherman. I have only 2 more nets today."